As you remain standing, take your Bibles, and I want you to turn them to two areas this morning as we read our scriptures for today. The first one is very familiar, Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19. The second one, not so familiar, Acts chapter 27 and verse 31. So Matthew 28, that's the familiar one. The other one, not so familiar, but will become familiar, is Acts 27 and verse 31. Of course, as we're opening up this first Sunday in 2018, you notice by the banners that our 2018 theme is Abide in the Ship. There are various ships that we have listed there on both sides, and we'll cover them throughout the year as we talk about some principles and practices that God wants us to stay in as we look for spiritual security and spiritual safety in the things of God. And so we're going to talk about those probably starting next week. This week, we just want to get ourselves jump started, because although there are many ships that we will discuss this year that we need to abide in for spiritual safety and protection, we want to make sure that we don't forget the main thing. And so this morning's sermon is entitled, In 2018, It's Still the Main Thing. Although these ships we're going to be talking about all year long, there's some main things that we want to make sure that we continue to abide in, and it is the main thing of our ministry. So Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, read with me together. It says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. It's still going to be the main thing in 2018 of reaching people and getting the gospel out. That is never going to change. Jesus did not supersede that when he said, you know what, I'm going the way. Well, what you do is do this for a while, and then, you know, you can stop that. No, this is still the main thing. Amen. Although we're going to be talking about abiding in the ship, go to Acts chapter 27 and verse number 31. This is going to be our theme verse for the year, Acts 27 and verse 31. We'll preach this area next week, next Sunday, as we look at what's going on here. But verse 31 is the area we want to get you familiarized with first. Acts 27 and verse 31. Read that together with me. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Strong, powerful words from the preacher. Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. We'll talk about the context of that next week and look at what that's all about. But we want to talk about this morning, as we look at these upcoming ships, is never forget what the main thing is that we should be doing. And that is reaching people for the glory of God. These ships are tremendous ships that we're going to talk about this year. And life can be like a sea. It can be tranquil one moment and treacherous the next moment. And so it behooves us to abide in the ship. One of those ships is the main ship. Amen. And that is the main thing of what this ministry is all about. Amen. And so as we talk about that this morning, I trust that God will prick your heart about keeping the main thing the main thing. And that is staying in the main ship of evangelism and some things that go along with that. Father, thank you once again for a brand new year. Thank you that we can continue doing what we've been doing as Shining Light Baptist Church, keeping the main thing the main thing. Lord, it may be mundane to us at times. It may seem to be insignificant at times. It may seem to be unproductive and unfruitful at times. But Lord, it's still the main thing. Much like parenting, sometimes seems that it doesn't work for us. But Lord, it's still the main thing for a parent. Help us to keep the gospel message the main thing. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried, Lord, and then he was raised the third day. and help that message of the main thing become and continue to be constant in our midst this year. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the preparations. Thank you for everything that's been done thus far. But Lord, now it's time to minister the word of God. And Lord, it's time for us to receive the word of God and receive the jumpstart instructions for 2018. And it is still going to be the main thing in 2018. Bless now in a marvelous way. Fill me with thy spirit. Lord, help me to preach, thus saith the Lord. Anoint the ears of the hearers. Arrest the attention and the hearts of those that will listen. And Lord, help them to see if they're truly in Christ and abiding in Christ. And if not, help that man, that woman, that boy, or that girl to receive Jesus Christ today and be gloriously born again, having no doubt in their mind that they're a child of God. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you, Lord. Minister now during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And Mrs. Dawson has our special.
Above his name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first, the last, beginning and the end. He was King who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. There's power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, Messiah, King of kings and Lord of lords. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself the sacrifice for man. There is no other name.
Amen. No other name like the name of Jesus. Amen. Many names sound good. Many names sound glamorous and great. Amen. But none as captivating and as saving as the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I love my name, Gregory. I love that name. It means watchful, means vigilant. Amen. But Jesus' name means so much more. Amen. And I praise God for him. Thank you, Mrs. Dawson, for that wonderful special. No other name than Jesus. And by the way, that's the main thing. Talking about in 2018, it's still the main thing. Jesus is still saving people. Amen. He's still passing by sinners. He's still saving sinners. He's still interested in sinners. He still loves mankind. He is still on the right hand of God. He has not given up his throne. He is ready. Amen. And so I praise God that there is no other name like the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. You can say what you want to say. People can use it as a curse word. It still saves people. Amen. They can take it in vain. It still saves people. They can say whatever they want to say. It still brings conviction. It still brings division. It still says what it says. When you name the name of Jesus, some people don't like that name, and it will save them just the same. They'll say, well, you can't pray in Jesus' name. Guess what? His name will still save them. Amen. That is a powerful name. And we're talking about in 2018, keeping the main thing, or it's still the main thing. The power of the gospel is still what Shining Light Baptist Church has been built upon, based upon, and will continue to be the main thing. These ships up here are great. Praise God for discipleship and fellowship and friendship and stewardship, relationship, workmanship, citizenship, ownership, membership. Praise God for courtship. Amen. Single folks, you didn't hear about that one as well. Amen. We're not talking about the people's court either. Amen. Censorship, lordship, worship, sonship, companionship, hardship, kinship, rulership. Out of most of these ships, the one that you probably will least want to be in is this one. The hardship. But guess what? You might find yourself in the hardship in 2018. Amen. It may be a financial hardship. It may be a relational hardship. It may be an educational hardship. It may be a financial or a marital hardship. Amen. It may be a relative hardship. Amen. But you might find yourself in the hardship in 2018. There's no guarantee as you abide in the ship, the hardship will be smooth sailing for you. Amen. Hey, that's why it's called a hard ship. If it was an easy ship, everybody would get in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he charged the church with going everywhere with the gospel so that men, women, boys, and girls might get saved. Amen. And it is still the main thing. Although he spoke that over 2,000 years ago, every church that calls itself a church, a New Testament church, if they're not doing this verse, they're not a productive church. Somebody say amen. Amen. Because these were Jesus's last words. Some of his last words were, go ye therefore and teach all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. So if they call themselves a church and they're not doing this, they're not loyal to their founder, which is Jesus Christ, because he said upon this rock, speaking of himself and his name, I will build my church. So it's Jesus' church, and he gives the orders, and the orders are to keep the main thing that's reaching people. Amen. By the way, without people, we have no church. The church is not this building. You can have a building all day long, and it can just be a building. By the way, before the church moved in here, guess what? This was the Masonic temple. You say, preacher, it was? Oh, taboo, we shouldn't be in there. That doesn't make this a church. You and I make this a church. Amen. We can be in the storefront and go back to the storefront, which I don't want to do. Amen. And guess what? It'll still be the church. We can go back to Bonilla's Magnet School down there on Swan. And guess what? It'll still be the church. You say, but I thought it was a school. But we come and occupy. We are called the church. Amen. So we can go outside under the tree in the back. That's what it's going to be called. The church. You say, what kind of church? The church under the tree. Amen. Hey, they do it in the Philippines all the time. Hey, we can go out into the middle of the ocean and get in a ship on a cruise ship like Brother Serge and Katie did. Guess what it's called? The church. You said, I thought it was called the love boat. No, it's called the church. It's called the church. When the church comes in, the body of Christ, the called out local assembly, it's called the church. And the main thing for the church is to reach others and to bring them in to the church. Say, preacher, how are we going to bring them in? That's part of the main thing. Amen. That's part of the main thing. People won't get saved by being good. They won't get saved by giving to the church, although that is good. They won't get saved by doing their best. They won't get saved by getting baptized. They won't get saved by reading their Bibles. They won't get saved by joining the church. They won't get saved by being religious. They won't get saved by praying 3 or 5 times a day. They won't get saved any other way than repenting of their sin and being born again and getting into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, or a living relationship with Jesus Christ. And that is acknowledging that He is Lord. He is Savior. I'm a sinner. I'm doomed. I'm destined for hell. But Him and His love, He loves me, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I've got to repent of my sin, turn to the Savior, and get into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Once that happens, guess what? I'm born again. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. I like it. Say, preacher, that's the main thing? That is the main thing. So let's review what some of the things, some of the main things are that Shining Light stands for. Amen. Number one, in 2018, it's still the main thing to have a dedicated effort from people. 2018 is still the main thing to have a dedicated effort from people. Notice verse number 19 again in chapter 28 of Matthew. He says, go ye therefore. We must have a dedicated effort. We must continue to go in 2018, not just three, not just we. Jesus said, go ye. All of us must continue to be so conscious wherever we go. Give a gospel tract, give an invitation. Let them know Jesus loves them. Let them know God bless you. Whatever it is, get the name of Jesus out there. But most of all, they need to know the name of Jesus Christ, because He will save them. He said, go ye. Guess what? That means all of you as individuals, all of us collectively as a church, we need to go. We go abroad to the missions field by our missionaries, but we go here at home by you and I going and talking to somebody. Praise God. Brother Tony is here. Guess what? Somebody talked to Brother Tony and gave him the gospel on Cinco de Mayo of all other days. Amen. Just talking with him, he said, I just celebrated my birthday, and this year's birthday was totally different than last year's birthday. Why? Because he's been born again. Amen. And when you're born again, hey, it changes things. And so in 2018, it's still the main thing to have dedicated effort from people. All of us have to go tell somebody. I still praise God for Brother Rod Branch over in Belgium, who spent time with me telling me about the main thing. I needed to have a new relationship with Jesus Christ. I needed to repent of my sins. I wasn't good enough as I was. By the way, neither are you good enough the way you are. Preacher, I'm not such a bad person. I didn't say you were. I just said that you're not good enough to get to heaven. None of us are, because all of us have sinned to come short of the glory of God. But you don't know what I've done. I don't, but He does. Amen. And it wasn't good enough. Trust me. But preacher, I got more money than Donald Trump. Then you better be tithing. And I haven't seen that one come in yet. Have you, Pastor White? All right. So if you got more money than Donald Trump, you should be tithing. We'd be on Easy Street. Amen. One tithe from you, we'd be on Easy Street. I don't care what you've done. You can't buy your way to heaven. You can't. You can't be good enough to get to heaven. I don't care what you've done. Folks, it's still the main thing that people need to hear that message, because most people think they can be good enough. They think they can be religious enough. They think they can have their own righteousness enough. They think they can turn over a new leaf enough. You can't do any of that. If that were true, Christ would not have gone to the cross. If there was any other way for you and I to be saved, Jesus Christ would never have gone to the cross. There was no other way. And that's why He went to the cross. And if He went to the cross, guess which way you have to go? Through the cross. There is no other way to heaven. Say, preacher, but the devils also believe. The Bible says they believe too and tremble. Guess what? They're not going to heaven. Jesus didn't come to die for the devil. He came to die for you and I. Amen. Devil's doom is already sealed. Yours is not. You have a choice. What am I saying? The main thing is people need to hear about Jesus. What did he say here? Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach them about Jesus Christ, the saving power that's in the blood. Teach them about being born again. Teach them about their sin. Teach them how they are lost, and teach them how they need to be found, and teach them how they need to be baptized after they get saved. Say, preacher, to get to heaven? No, to show that I'm following Jesus Christ in his death and in his burial and his resurrection, dead to myself but alive unto him. That's why I get baptized, not to get to heaven. Amen. You get saved by getting taught the gospel. What is that? The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism won't get you to heaven. Amen. It'll get you wet, but it won't get you to heaven. Hey, I was baptized Catholic and I was baptized Baptist. I wasn't saved on either one of them. Not until someone came and showed me in the Bible how I had sinned to come short of the glory of God, how the wages of my sin was death, but the gift of God was eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, how I had to trust in him. And I said, well, what about my baptism? What about the money I gave, which wasn't much? What about the prayers that I sent up? What about attendance at Sunday school? What about reading the Bible? What about all those things? They said, that's good stuff, but that's not heaven stuff. Amen. The only thing that's going to get me to heaven is trusting Jesus Christ. My works of righteousness have to be all gone, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. And guess what? You don't do anything to earn mercy. Somebody just gives it to you. Hey, by grace are you saved through faith. You don't do anything to get someone's grace. They just give it to you. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. What am I talking about? There must be a dedicated effort from people to get that message out that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Yes, Jesus saves. And we must continue being soul conscious. And as we go, we need to have a dedicated effort from our people to continue studying the Bible. We don't have all the knowledge that we need. Amen. And guess what? We need to keep studying. Why? To answer people's problems. Your wisdom doesn't help people in their problems. My wisdom doesn't help people in their problems. As I go and as I continue to have a dedicated effort to go and try and reach people, I need to have the ready word of God so I can help them. Hey, what did he say here in John chapter number 8, verse 31? Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Nothing fits my heart better than knocking on someone's door and then asking them, do they know, be sure they're going to heaven. And then them giving me some credentials. And then I can say, not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. They can say, well, I'm religious. I've been in church and I got baptized. Hey, Jesus didn't come to baptize, Paul said. I didn't come to teach baptism. I came to preach the gospel. Amen. It's about Jesus. And so I've got to keep the word of God before me every day to know how to answer men's problems, because they have problems. Do you have some? Then guess what men have? Problems. Do you have hurts? Guess what men have? Hurts. Do you have headaches and heartaches? Guess what men have? Same thing. And you know what's going to be the balm of Gilead for you? The same thing for them, the word of God. And I've got to be in the word of God each and every day. What am I saying? As I make a dedicated effort to reach people by going, I've got to have a dedicated effort to continue studying. But I've got to have a dedicated effort from people to continue standing as well. 2 Timothy 3:14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, has been assured of. I got to keep standing. By the way, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. There's a whole lot of garbage out there that you can stand for, but it won't get you to heaven. Paul said, told Timothy, you know, you need to continue standing. What am I saying? God wants us to have the main thing as the main thing. A dedicated effort from people to go. A dedicated effort from people to continue studying. A dedicated effort from people to continue standing. 2018 may have us in different ships up here. But guess what? As we're in these ships, the main thing is still the main thing. People need to be saved. They need to be saved. Number two, and 2018 is still the main thing. Not just to have a dedicated effort from people, go ye, but they have a dynamic equipping power. You know, your power will wear out. I'm so glad the Bible says that. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They're not going to give up. Hey, he says the strong man and all the, matter of fact, let's go over to Isaiah chapter 40. I don't want to get it wrong. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 40. He says everything that everybody has is going to let go. Amen. But God's strength continues to go on. Isaiah chapter number 40. And notice what he says in verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Amen. That happened yesterday as Joshua and Gregory tried to defend their title against men basketball. And they got weary. They got tired. And I put the old man tricks on them. Backed them down underneath the hoop and put it up. Amen. Yeah, it came to that, Brother Aponte. It works. They got weary. What happened? He says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men should utterly fall. Verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. What's going to happen? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. What's going to happen? They shall run and not be weary. What's going to happen? They shall walk and not faint. Hey, we need the dynamic equipping power from God. Amen. I'm talking about the power of God, the Holy Spirit of God that comes through the Word of God. Amen. Turn over to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 with me. Very familiar verse of scripture that you and I all know, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And this is the area where we have the dynamic equipping power to witness. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, he says this. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. What am I talking about? As we have a dedicated effort from people, we have to have this dynamic equipping of this power. We need the dynamic equipping power to witness. He said, but ye shall receive this power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be, what's the word? Witnesses. It's still the main thing. I cannot witness in my own power. You cannot witness in your own power. You've got to have the power of the Holy Spirit coupled with the Word of God that you've been studying and put it out there. And that's what changes lives, folks. That's what saved my life. It wasn't an argument that this guy gave me. He gave me the blessed Word of God. His fancy arguments could only make me mad at best. Say, preacher, how do you know that? Many tried before. You know, they made me fiery mad. How dare you call me a sinner without giving me a scripture reference to back that up? I can call you some names too. And trust me, I had plenty of them to call. Say, preacher, you were wicked. I was. And that's why I needed to be saved. So if you're going to call somebody a sinner, you better back it up and say, God says. You go out there and say, you're a sinner, they're saying, so are you. But if you say, God says that all have sinned, that makes a whole different. I mean, you have just separated yourself from this argument. You say, read that for yourself. What does that say? You know what they'll say? All have sinned. You say, who is all? Does all include you? What did God just call you? A sinner? I didn't say it. God did. Guess what? You need the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't need your own power, your own wisdom, because you will make a mess. That's why he says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. You're going to be able to do this through the power of the Spirit. Hey, it's still the main thing. We've got to have a dedicated effort from people. We've got to have a dynamic equipping of the power of God, because we can't do it in ourselves as much as we would love to. We will only make a mess of it, because at the best, we're just sinners. And so we need this dynamic equipping power. It's still the main thing. The power of the Holy Spirit of God is still the main thing. We just got finished up the last theme last year in Ephesians 6:10. Not only do we need the power to witness, but the power to keep warring. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What do we say? Put on the whole armor of God so you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10-11. We need power for warring. The arm of flesh will fail you. You can't fight what you cannot see. You know, if they didn't put that, how many of y'all have turned on your gas and smelt that old sulfur smell of the gas? Do you know that they add that in to your gas so that you can smell when it's on? Because if you don't smell when it's on, you can't smell it. It's tasteless and it's smellless. Smellless, is that a word? Odorless, that's the word I'm looking for. Smellless, amen. Put it in a dictionary, amen. It's tasteless, it's odorless, and if you cut that on and you forget about it, trust me, I've left my oven on many a time. And without that smell, and you light a match in a house full of gas, guess where you going? You're going to meet Jesus before you know it. Amen? You might be unprepared, but you're going to see him just the same. And so they put something in there so that you can smell it. Why? Otherwise, the power would overtake you. The power that the Holy Spirit gives you to fight against an enemy that you can't see is the power that you need, because you can't see this enemy just like you can't smell gas. You can't see the devil unless he wants you to see him. You can't see his demons unless he wants you to see them. You can't see the spirit world unless they want you to see them. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." There's a reason why they call it darkness. It's in the dark, amen? It's hard to see in the dark. It's even harder to see in the dark what you can't see in the day. Somebody say amen. If you can't see him in the day, how much are you going to see him in the nighttime? Spiritual darkness. And that's what we're warring against. So you and I have to be equipped with this power to war as we are equipped with power to witness. Why? This is the main thing. A dedicated effort from people to go. A dynamic equipping of power to witness and to war. Why? The devil doesn't want people to be saved. He didn't want you to be saved when you got saved. Every hound of hell fought against you getting saved. It was not easy for you to trust Christ. Am I right? You didn't just say, get saved, yeah. Oh, Lord, please save. No, you struggled. You fought inwardly with that. You said, man, if I get saved, this. If I get saved, this. If I get saved, that. If I get saved, I can't go there. I can't see this. I can't do this. I got to start tithing. You know, a lot of lost people tithe. But then as soon as they get saved, they're like, well, I don't got to tithe. I got to get free. That's the stewardship message. Anyway. When you get saved, you fight. Why? It's a spiritual warfare for your soul. The devil doesn't want to lose you. And your pride sets in and says, well, why do I have to be saved? Because there's a real hell. And you can't see it either. But guess what? You'll go there nonetheless. Just like you can't see that gas that you can't smell unless they put that sulfur in it. Guess what? You can't see hell either until you land in it. Amen. I don't know of one person yet that has jumped into hell, hadn't seen hell, get jumped in there, amen. You don't see it until you get in it. And then when you get in it, you can't get out of it. Talk to the rich man in Luke. Hey, he said, I'm tormented in this flame. Before that time, the Bible says he fared sumptuously. He had a good time. What am I saying? We need power to witness because we have a warfare that we're going on. So we need the same power to witness that we need in this warfare. Why? Because we have a dedicated effort from people to go. We have a dynamic equipping of this power. It's still the main thing. And then number three, we have a determined emphasis in preaching in 2018. It's still the main thing. God still blesses preaching. It pleased God, according to 1 Corinthians 1:21, by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God still honors preaching. And by the way, I think it was Spurgeon said it best. He said that George Whitefield may preach the gospel better, but he'll never preach a better gospel. Hey, I don't care. People may preach the gospel better, but they'll never preach a better gospel. It's still the gospel. I don't care who preaches it. The monkey can get up here and preach it if he can talk. Guess what? It's still the gospel. God blesses the foolishness of preaching. Amen. Folks say, well, you get up there, that loudmouth man, he's going to spit spinach butter. And he might. But Paul said, Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel in 1 Corinthians 1:17. In 18, he said it this way, 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. How many of y'all thought that before you got saved? I did. That foolishness. I can be a good person. I cannot lie. I just did. When you say I cannot lie, you just lie because you cannot not lie. If you get the head around that one, amen. All of us lie. Babies come out of the womb lying. They cry when ain't nothing wrong with them. They come out lying. They know how to get what they want. Amen. Ladies get puppy dog eyes. You don't love me. Buy me that mink coat. We can't afford it. Put it on plastic. Now we're broke. We know how to get what we want. Men want our man cave. I got to have my man cave. I need my private time. I got to have that man cave. If I don't get my man cave, I'll quit working. Yeah, that'll show them. We all lie. What am I saying? We need preaching. We need preaching to the poor. Jesus said this way in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. When he preached to the captives, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty of them that are bruised. We have poor people all around us. We have captives all around us. Jesus said, I came to preach to the poor. I came to preach to the captives. What am I saying? We've got to have a determined emphasis in preaching. We've got to preach to anybody and everybody, not just a select few. I know some churches will only target middle-class people. I know some churches will only target white people. I know some churches will only target Hispanic people. They will only target black people. They will only target rich people. They will only target a certain people. Our job is to target all people. Everybody needs the gospel. Everybody is poor in some way, shape, fashion, or form. Everybody's a captive in some shape, fashion, or form to something. And guess what? The gospel will set them all loose. It is the gospel that will set them loose. What am I saying? We got to have a determined emphasis in preaching. I don't care who comes. I don't care who doesn't come. We got to preach. My wife will tell you, we went on vacation one time. She was the only one in the audience. And I preached like there was 1,000 people there. Told you I took up an offering too. No, I didn't take up an offering. It was just my wife. Amen. What am I saying? We gotta have to determine emphasis in preaching. It's still the main thing in 2018. Number four in 2018 is still the main thing. And this is probably one of the most important. Still the main thing to have divine energy in prayer. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. Go over to Acts chapter 4 with me. Acts chapter 4. Probably most important. 2018 is still the main thing to have a divine energy in prayer. Chapter 4, notice verse number 31. The Christians were having a prayer meeting here. And there were some things levied against them that they weren't supposed to do. They weren't supposed to preach the gospel and things of that nature. And notice what they say in verse number 23. Being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. They had said, look, you got to stop doing this preaching in Jesus' name. Verse 24, when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. And they began to pray to God down there. Notice verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And notice down in verse 31, and when they had, what's that word? Prayed. And when they had what? Prayed. Say it with me. And when they had what? Prayed. And when they had what? Prayed. The place was shaken when they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Folks, that's one thing that we need. We need divine energy in prayer. We've got to get a hold of God in such a way that the world will shake, that the house will shake, that God's presence will be felt and known. I've got to admit, I don't pray the way I should. I have not prayed the way I should have in 2017. But I know one thing in 2018, I've got to pray. I've got to pray. My very life spiritually depends on my prayer life. And so does yours. 2018 is still the main thing to have divine energy in prayer. Say, preacher, why do we need that? Number one, we need divine energy in prayer through obstacles. We will have obstacles in one of these ships in 2018. Especially this one. I point out hardship. You may have obstacles in some of your kinship, some of the people that you know. You may have some obstacles in the rulership of Christ in your life. You may have some obstacles with your companionships, young people. They may want you to do some things that you know you ought not do. You may have some obstacles in your censorship, some things that you know God says you ought not to have in your possession, and you don't want to let go of it. You may have a problem with that. Maybe some obstacles. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 10. We will find obstacles. Find ourselves in a hardship in 2018, need to pray through the obstacle. Daniel prayed through this obstacle. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, he was not supposed to pray to any other God other than God Almighty. And the decree went out that Daniel was not supposed to pray to any other God than God Almighty. And Daniel prayed through the obstacle that he found in his life. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 10, now, when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and did what? Prayed. Prayed. And gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Of course, you know the rest of the story. They threw Daniel into the den of lions. And guess what? Through the obstacle, God delivered. What happened? he had a divine energy in his prayer. He prayed to God for the will of God, and God took him through the obstacle. You and I are going to face some obstacles. I don't know where you're going to struggle at. It may not even be up here. One that is not up here that we're going to talk about as men is leadership. You may struggle with leadership, man. You may have some obstacles. Maybe your wife, maybe your children don't want to follow. Maybe leadership at your job. Maybe your coworkers don't want to follow. Maybe at home, leadership is going to be an issue. It's going to be an obstacle. And you can't quit. You can't quit being a leader in your home. You can't throw in the towel and say, I don't want to be a leader anymore. You can't give that responsibility to your wife and say, well, won't you leave this family? Because God gave that leadership to you. And although it's not up here, the men are going to discuss leadership. And so when it comes down to it, we're going to have some obstacles, and we're going to have to pray. Say, preacher, obstacles overwhelm me. Well, Daniel obeyed God. Jonah was obstinate towards God. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1, it said, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. So one was praying out of an obstacle of obedience, and he obeyed. One had obstinance towards God's with his obedience. But guess what? Both of them prayed. I'll show you this last one, though. We may need divine energy in prayer through being overwhelmed. Go to the Psalms. All of us are going to be overwhelmed at some time or another this year. And guess what? We need to abide in the ship. We need to abide in the ship. We need divine energy through prayer and obstacles, but also we need divine energy in prayer through being overwhelmed. We will be overwhelmed in one of these ships in 2018. Go to Psalm 61 and verse number 2. Psalm 61 and verse number 2. And in Psalm 61 and verse number 2, notice what you read. This is a psalm of David. Verse 1, he says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is what? Overwhelmed. And we will need to pray through though being overwhelmed. We will be overwhelmed by something in 2018. David said, look, I'm overwhelmed. But David, you're the king. David, you are the commander. David, you own everything. David, you can get anything. You can have everything. But guess what? David was overwhelmed by his sin. He was overwhelmed by his son Absalom. He was overwhelmed by some decisions that he made. He was overwhelmed. And although he was king and he had it all together, so he thought, he found himself at times being overwhelmed with his sin, with his situations, with his son, even with his commander, Joab. But most of all, David was overwhelmed with himself because David knew better. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, you and I will be overwhelmed by something. What is it? We don't know. But you know what David did? He prayed. He prayed. Go over to Psalm 102. Psalm 102. And in Psalm 102, I want you to notice something here. In the superscription above Psalm 102, it should have a title. And it says, a prayer of the afflicted. You and I are going to be afflicted at some time in 2018. A prayer of the afflicted when he is what? Overwhelmed. Or when she is overwhelmed. Or when they are overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. What is this? A prayer of the overwhelmed when he is afflicted. And notice verse number 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. You know what he's saying? I'm overwhelmed, and Lord, I need you to hear me. You and I are going to be overwhelmed by something. I don't know what it is. It could be job loss. It could be a family member loss. It could be financial loss. It could be a car loss, a house loss. It could be health loss. But something is going to overwhelm us in 2018. And we have got to have the main thing still the main thing. What is that? Divine energy and prayer through obstacles, though overwhelmed. David said, I am overwhelmed. Go to Psalm 143. Psalm 142, I'm sorry. Psalm 142. Psalm 142, look at what it says down here in verse number 1. I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord. Did I make my supplication? I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was what? overwhelmed within me. Then thou knewest my path. The way wherein I walked, have they privately laid us there for me. He says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, verse 3, you and I are going to be overwhelmed. The superscription says, masculine of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. So he's on the run. He's hiding. Notice Psalm 143. He says, verse 4, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. Why is that the case, David? Notice verse 1, hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications, and thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. That's why he's overwhelmed. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. That's why he's overwhelmed. He hath made me to dwell in darkness. That's why he's overwhelmed. As those that have been long dead, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. You and I are going to find ourselves there this year sometime. I don't know what it is that's going to get us there, but I know something will get us there. He says, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. Can you imagine your heart being desolate, barren, forsaken? He said, my heart's desolate. I got nothing there. And we can be children of God, saved, but we can still feel. These are real feelings. I can still feel like my heart's desolate. It's empty. It's vacant. I can still feel that way. This is the psalm written by David, a man after God's own heart. If David could feel that way, how are we going to feel in 2018? This is the man after God's own heart. This is the king. Where does that leave you and I? We will be overwhelmed at times with life, with situations, with the storms of life, with the things that life brings, with situations. We're going to be overwhelmed. Daniel prayed through his obstacles. David prayed, though he was overwhelmed. What did he say? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He said, I need to be lifted above this situation. I need to be lifted way up because where I'm at, I'm overwhelmed. I need to get a better view. You know, just imagine you go up to Tucson and up to Mount Lemmon, and you look down, you can see a total different view of things. But down in here, you see the trees, you see the houses, you see all the stuff right there. But you get elevated up into the mountains, and it's a total different view. David said, that's the kind of view I need. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lord, lift me up and let me stand on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, lift me up to higher ground. David said, when I'm overwhelmed. What am I saying? We've got to keep these four things, the main thing in 2018. Number one, a dedicated effort from people. He said, go ye. Number two, a dynamic equipping of power. We need the power to witness and the power to war. Number three, a determined emphasis in preaching. We've got to preach to the poor, to the captives, to anyone that'll listen. We've got to make sure the main thing is still divine energy and prayer. Through obstacles, and even though we're overwhelmed, by the way, when we're overwhelmed is the time that we really need to pray. Don't say, well, I'm so overwhelmed that I cannot pray. Lord, I'm so overwhelmed that I gotta pray. They were so overwhelmed by what they couldn't do in Acts that they prayed and the place was shaken. They said, we don't have anything else to do. We've gotta pray. As we look at 2018 and begin to look at some of these ships, the main thing has still gotta be the main thing. We've got to go. We've got to have power to go. We've got to have preaching as we go. And we've got to have divine energy and prayer as we go. Otherwise, this year will throw you obstacles that will absolutely overwhelm you. And you will feel totally outnumbered. But guess what? The Bible still says there's more that are for us than against us. If God is on our side, who can be against us? Bob says, if God be for me, who can be against me? I've got everything that I need. As we embark upon 2018, let's remember that we've got to keep the main thing, the main thing. We're going to continue to invite people to trust Christ as Savior. You say, preacher, we do that all the time and nobody gets saved. We're still going to do it.
We're going to still give the gospel. Preacher, we do that all the time. Nobody gets saved. We're still going to do it. We're still going to pray. Well, preacher, we pray all the time and nothing happens. We're still going to do it. We're still going to do it. Well, preacher, we seem to do all these things and nothing ever happens. Just wait. Just wait. God doesn't move in our time. God moves in his time. He just asks us to be faithful. And folks, shining light has got to keep the main thing. The main thing. People still need to be saved. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit. And we've got to continue to preach the gospel. And we've got to keep praying. Pray like everything depends on you. And trust like everything depends on God. Because it does. It does. You want to see God do something at Shining Light this year? Keep these four things the main thing. And God will do something. Say, preacher, I'm waiting. Keep waiting. He doesn't do it in your time. He does it in his time. Let me encourage you as well. If you're not born again, if you're not saved, I invite you to trust Christ as your Savior. You may have been in church all your life. You may have been raised in a church. You may have been raised Catholic like I was, Baptist like I was, introduced to Islam like I was. Let the Mormons come in and talk to you like I did, and Jehovah's Witness like I did, and I was still lost. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I invite you to come and trust Christ today. Don't put it off another day. Don't rely on your religious credentials. Don't rely upon anything else other than Jesus Christ, his death for you, his burial for you, and his resurrection for you. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, and we're looking around just for a moment. Father, as we go into 2018, bless now this invitation. Help us to understand what you would have us to do. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed on looking around. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to ask you a question as we look at this first Sunday in 2018. If you died right now, are you sure you'd go to heaven? Or do you have a doubt about that? I'm not asking you if you're a member of a church. I'm not asking if you've been baptized. I'm not asking if you're trying to be a good person. I'm not asking if you gave money to the church. I'm asking you, have you come to a place and a point in your time, in your life when you've asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin and to save you from hell and take you to heaven? I'm not talking about your catechism or your communion or your parents being a deacon or teacher or your daddy being a preacher. I'm asking you, have you personally received Christ as Savior by repenting of your sin, acknowledging you're a sinner, and trusting Christ as Savior? Have you been born again? If not, I want to pray for you. How many would say, preacher, if I died right now, I'm not sure that heaven is my home, but I am concerned. Would you pray for me? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one looking around. Just raise your hand up slowly, quietly. I'll acknowledge it. You can put it right back. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one is looking around. Say, preacher, if I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven, but I'm concerned. Would you pray for me this morning? Anyone like that at all? I'm concerned. Would you pray for me? Hey, folks, don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. I sat where you sat. I also was nervous. I also was afraid. I also didn't know what to expect if I raised my hand. But this one thing I knew, I didn't want to go to hell. I wanted to go to heaven. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Preacher, I'm not sure. Amen. I see that hand. I see that one. You may put it down. Thank you for your honesty. Anyone else? Just want to pray for you today. Christian, how about you? If you died right now, Christian, are you sure that you have done what you needed to do? Or do you need to make some adjustments in 2018? Perhaps you need to be a little bit more effective as a person with the gospel. Perhaps you need a little bit more of the power of the Holy Spirit on your life. Perhaps you need to pray a little bit more and preach the gospel a little bit more in 2018. Maybe that's you, Christian. You need to be a little bit more steadfast. Oh, I'm not knocking what you did in 2017. I'm sure it was a great effort. But we'll need more than an effort in 2018. We'll need the power of God. And Christian, maybe you need to say, 2018, some things need to be different in my life. I need to make some changes. As God gives me strength, I'm going to make some adjustments that I can keep the main thing the main thing. You raise your hand. Preacher, pray for me as well. Hands going up all over the place, as they should. As they should. Amen. You may put them down. Father, you see the hands that have been raised of the Christians that need to make some adjustments in 2018 when it comes to dedicated effort, the dynamic equipping power, the preaching, and the prayer. Lord, my life is surrendered before you. I know I need to do more. Lord, help us to keep the main thing the main thing. And then, Lord, these two that raised their hands saying they're not sure that heaven is their home, do you give them the boldness to step forward? Let us take the Bible and show them how they can be saved. Lord, I pray you give them the courage. And Lord, you give them that saving faith that they'll need to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Bless now this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one looking around. Let's all stand to our feet. As Natasha plays the hymn of invitation, maybe God spoke in your heart. Maybe as a Christian, you raise your hand saying, there's a little bit more you need to do. Dedicated effort as a person, a dynamic equipping power, determined emphasis in preaching, divine energy in prayer. Maybe you need to come and say, Lord, take my life, let it be. Perhaps you're here today, you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm going to heaven, but I want to do something about it today. Why don't you just step right out? Let's take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure that heaven is your home. Christians are praying, God speaking. Say, preacher, I want to know how to get to heaven. Would you come? Let's take a Bible and show you how you can be saved. Won't take but a few moments of your time. We can sit and show you through the Bible. But you've got to come. I can't come to you. You must come to me. Would you like that? Would you like that? Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He wants to save you. Would you come? If I died right now, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Would you come? How about it? Christians are praying. Let God speak to your heart. Preacher, I'm not sure what 2018 will hold, but I do know I want to abide in the ship. If you're going to abide in the ship, then it's going to need God's going to need dedicated effort from you. We'll need you to have that dynamic equipping power. We'll need you to be determined in your emphasis of preaching. He's going to need you to keep that divine energy through prayer. You will be overwhelmed. There will be some obstacles. God spoke in your heart. Would you move? I know 2018, I want to be a great year for me. But I know it will only be as great as I allow God to be great through me. And as I give Him my all to be what He wants me to be. And I know it's going to require me to be dedicated in my effort. It's going to require me to have this dynamic equipping of power and determined emphasis in my preaching. Divine energy in prayer through obstacles, though overwhelmed, it will happen. Christian, would you kneel and pray? 2018, I want it to be special for me. I want to be able to look back and see how God has enabled me to abide in this ship. Maybe today you need to come forward and join the Shining Light Baptist Church. Say, preacher, what does it take? You got to be saved, number one. You got to be baptized, number two. We'd love to have you as part of this fellowship. I don't know what God's doing in your life, but let Him do it. Perhaps there's a ministry God wants you to embark upon this year. Perhaps there's a loved one you want to see saved this year. Perhaps there's a coworker you want to see saved this year. Maybe there's something that you want God to do, then He's going to need you to pray. Through the obstacles, He's going to need you to pray, though you're overwhelmed. Not let those things dictate to you what God can do, because God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing too hard for the Lord. How about it, Christian? Let God speak. Father, we thank you for being a great God. Thank you for 2018.
Lord, although we don't know what this year will hold, we do know that you hold 2018. Lord, as we don't know what it holds, and you hold 2018, help us to abide in your hand, to remain faithful to you. Lord, remember, in 2018, it's still the main thing. The effort you need from your people, the equipping power that you give to your people, the emphasis you want us to make in our preaching. Lord, the energy and prayer that we have got to have through obstacles and the overwhelm. God, help us as we will find ourselves somewhere in the mix of a storm, and we must abide in the ship. And that's the main ship that we've got to be in all year long. No matter what other ship we're in, the main ship is doing the main thing, and that's reaching people, and that's praying, that's preaching, and that's having power of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, today. Lord, much will happen in 2018. And we may see many things come and many things go. But one thing remains the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help us, Lord, now. Give you our all. Give us the opportunity to serve you again in a brand new year. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for what you've done, what you continue to do. And Lord, most of all, what you want to do through our lives. And bring us back this evening to hear once again from the Word of God. And we'll thank you, praise you, trust you for what you've done, what you continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Wise got our closing announcements. I want you to come back tonight. We're going to be preaching a message, Here to Hear. Here to Hear. And so you come back tonight. Want to get us prepared to make sure that we're coming each and every service ready to hear, but we got to be here to hear. Amen.
Thank you, preacher.